Why do I care? That is the question my managing editor asked me during a morning meeting on day one of my first on-air reporting job in Augusta, Georgia. Sounds harsh, right? Well, it felt harsh at the time. Well, that's me recounting a story from my TV news days, my very early TV news days. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because this episode is all about understanding your audience, creating what many call an avatar, and understanding who your ideal listener is. Anyone who is launching a podcast should challenge themselves to do what I'm about to share with you in this episode if you want your podcast to be successful.
Welcome to Podcast Coaching with Christine. Here we talk about how to grow your podcast using industry insights and broadcasting strategies. Hello, and welcome to another episode. If you are new to the show, my name is Christine O'Donnell, and I was a TV news reporter and journalist who worked in top markets across the country before diving into the podcasting world. I use my news reporting strategies and experience to help podcasters find their story, to podcast with integrity, and to craft their episodes in an impactful way. I feel journalism is such an important part of storytelling and a public service, which is why I started this podcast. So before we dive into this week's episode, I want to first meet you where you're at. If you're just getting started or a new podcaster and want to make sure you're doing everything right, I'm sharing my 15-step checklist to a successful podcast launch. It includes everything I have learned in the podcasting space, helpful resources, information about trademark issues, online tools, all of which will keep you moving in the right direction. Now, there is a quick link to that in my show notes. Now, to this week's review of the week. It comes from Chrissa D, and she shared it on Instagram. She wrote, and this is referring to the episode I did with Webby Award nominee for writing Jules Hannaford. And she says, when it comes to podcasting, storytelling is so important. Listeners, after all, choose a podcast because they want to hear a story that gives them a specific outcome. Seems to be a valuable episode. Chrissa D, thank you so much for sharing this review with me. And I am glad that you liked that episode. Now on to this week's show. So as I mentioned earlier, we're doing something a little bit different, and I'm actually sharing a personal story of my time working in the TV news space when I learned about how to speak to my audience in a way that I didn't quite get. And this was when the question, why do I care, was asked of me after I made a pitch in a news meeting. And so I'm going to recount this story with you. And if you like how this podcast is told, please feel free to share it with me. This is a little bit of a test. I haven't done something like this before, but I did get this request from one of our listeners. They were asking about their audience and how to speak specifically to their audience. This listener is in the health and wellness industry, and she was wondering how to craft her episodes and her blog content in a way that will really resonate with an audience. And she's used to creating courses and she's a professor. So this episode is literally in response to all of these questions she sent me. And I just thought it would be so helpful for others as well. So hopefully it is. All right. So let's get into this. It's a little juicy.
Why do I care? That is the question my managing editor asked me during a morning meeting on day one of my first on-air reporting job in Augusta, Georgia. Sounds harsh, right? Well, it felt harsh at the time. I remember feeling a white-hot flash of rage fill my body as I prepared to defend myself for a battle. That feeling of rage quickly changed to embarrassment as I realized I didn't have a good answer to her question. Why would my managing editor, a woman who was a single, sharp, smart woman in Augusta, Georgia, care about the story I was pitching? Would she actually stop to watch that story when it came on the news? For the life of me, I cannot remember what story I was pitching, but it dawned on me during that morning meeting that my pitch was not worthy of her attention. And that was my first lesson in working to really understand my audience as a TV journalist. And that is the lesson I am hoping to teach you today. Many educators, coaches, podcasters, and entrepreneurs right now are working to create content and build a brand. Does this sound familiar to you? Well, this is smart, as great content can turn into a business. See news outlets all over the world. It is absolutely possible to do this, but on top of finding the facts, being objective, quoting sources, and telling a good story, many people, and yes, journalists, sometimes forget, as I did that morning, why it matters to their audience. This question means something a little bit different to me today than it did way back then, and I'll explain. This is also where there's a bit of an overlap when comparing journalism and marketing. Because understanding your audience, whether you're a journalist or a marketer, is so important. So if you're going to be creating content, this is vital. I know this after a 2.5 year foray into the world of marketing and seeing how my new skills could benefit me there. My ethics, as you imagine, would also be challenged because in the marketing world, you're selling something with your writing rather than being openly objective. And the first rule in marketing is understanding what your audience cares about, what they want, and figuring out how to appeal to them. Sound familiar? Doing an in-depth audience analysis is the key to really speaking to the people you care about. The first rule in marketing is to understand what your audience cares about, what they want, and figure out how to appeal to them. Doing an in-depth audience analysis is the key to really speaking to the people you care about. And while the news audience is vast, many brands and many podcasters are speaking to specific audiences or niche audiences. And those very detailed, specific niche audiences have specific concerns. Examples of niche industries are health and wellness, beauty, business, tech. The list goes on. I'm sure you can think about it, as every category of podcast out there may fall into a specific niche. The more you can really narrow down and specific you can get to who your audience is, the better. And that is why many marketing companies build avatars to truly understand the priorities, concerns, feelings, and emotions of their audience. They create an idea, an example of a person that they're selling to. They name her, they say where she lives, they talk about what she cares about, and whether or not she has kids, what kind of fight she gets into with her husband, what her guilty pleasure is. All of those things are taken into consideration when it comes to someone creating an avatar. And if that avatar would actually stop and listen to that podcast. In the same way, I needed to come up with a story that would have made my managing editor stop and listen to my TV news story once it aired. You can perhaps even picture someone you know in your life whom you might want to model your avatar around. While I was reporting the news, I didn't quite get this yet. But one of the tricks that I used that helped me communicate to my audience was treating the camera like it was an actual friend that I knew deeply. Sometimes I even pretend the camera was my grandma. I'd tell the story objectively to the camera, but also respectfully in an easy to understand way, while picturing my grandma's face. While working at that marketing company I mentioned, I had to create new avatars that would be representative of the people that the company wanted to sell to. Say there was a health and wellness brand that wanted to sell a new supplement to someone. What does that person care about? Feeling good? Great. Well, let's get more specific. What's making them not feel good? Could it be they have stomach aches? Flatulence? Perhaps they're overweight and want to be thin? Perhaps they have low energy, brain fog? What do people who struggle with these problems, these secret concerns, want to learn about? That's how many marketing campaigns are started. Do you see why my journalist self felt so uncomfortable? But for me, this was an important lesson to learn. Now that I know how the health and wellness industries are targeting people to sell products, I am aware of when I'm being sold to. My hope is that this podcast will educate people on what is out there and how the lines can be blurred when it comes to news and marketing content, and why journalism is important for people creating content. Maybe it's because I do look on the quote bright side, but I'd like to think many people care about the good of our society. Even now, during COVID-19, people are working together to lift each other up. So, back to those of you who are educators, coaches, podcasters, or entrepreneurs, people who are creating brands and businesses who want to educate others and really help them find and learn things that will make their life better. I challenge you to really think about who your audience is and why they care about what you have to say. Figuring out how to serve and speak to that person will really help you when it comes to creating your list of content. So whether you're struggling to figure out what you should blog about, podcast about, or perhaps what to create a video about, ask yourself the question, why does your audience care? Perhaps create your own avatar and give that avatar a name. And then ask yourself, why does Linda care? Why does so-and-so care? Whoever it is that you want to speak to. I'd recommend even creating a list of this person's priorities and concerns to make sure you're speaking to your specific audience. Please do this ethically and objectively and with sources that are representative of all sides. Another tip is to look at what's trending in the world, what is making the news right now. And this just might help you figure out why your audience cares to consume your content. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any questions, please send them to me. You can always email me at podcastcoachchristine@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram at @thechristineod. That's where I tend to spend the most of my time. Alrighty, have a good one.
Thank you guys for listening. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find this podcast on Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and more. If you would like to email me directly, feel free to reach out at podcastcoachchristine@gmail.com. And of course, you can head to my website, christine-o'donnell.com, for frequently asked questions, the latest on what's going on in the industry, and I look forward to seeing you over there.